I know you've said often that something to the effect of that success is only the result of the lasting things in life. Yes. What's your actual phrase?
Well, on that is real happiness and success comes from the things that cannot be taken away from you.
Hmm.
And material things you lose.
Yes.
In time, you're going to lose material things, but it's the other things that are that you never lose, love.
Would you share with me what you alluded to, one of the great things that have touched you from your coaching career? You said there's something that really touched you from a player, I think.
There was a certain party arranged on my birthday by friends, and they tried to get as many of my players who had played for me at UCLA as possible there. One couldn't make it because of the fact that he's the athletic director and basketball coach at Christian Heritage College down in El Cajon, and he couldn't be there. And two or three days later, I got this tape through the mail from him.
This is an 80th birthday present.
This is an 80th birthday present from this player, and this is more meaningful to me than any championship. And I must tell you that when I played it, not knowing what it was or anything, that it got to me very, very much. Still does to some extent.
Must be quick, but don't you hurry. We can still hear it ringing in our ears. You were content to help us shine. That's your way. You always walked a step behind. We're the ones with all the glory, while you were the one with all the strain, teaching us how to play and live for so long, showing us how to love and give. You ever know that you're my hero, and everything that I would like to be, and I can fly higher than an eagle, 'cause you are the wind. Appeared to go unnoticed, but I had it all here in my heart. You work much harder than the rest, just so that we could be the best. I could be. I can fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings. Did I ever tell you?
Coach, I'm not usually real good with words,
but it's not hard to let you know how I feel about you. I will never, ever be able to repay you for all of the words and deeds that you've given me. Oh, you've helped me in so many ways. Basketball? Oh, beyond measure. But most of all, you show me how to truly live life. And that's by giving yourself away. Oh, you've taught me to learn and then teach. You've taught me how to truly love, especially my wife and my family. Thank you, thank God for you, the wind beneath my wings.
Now you see how that got me?
Yeah, I can feel how it got you.
And this is a player that was a substitute, never got to play very much, didn't get the glory that some of those that got, but he sometimes I think maybe I would get closer to my non-stars than I did my stars. Maybe I was more understanding and had more perhaps empathy in a sense, because knowing that they want to play and they're not getting to play, so you make maybe a conscious effort, either conscious or subconscious, to keep a relationship.
Yeah.
And your stars, you were going to get praise and acclaim and,
yeah,
and the media and all that. So I think that this is a player that never got to play very much, hardly at all.
And
yet
he
was a tremendous asset in helping the development of another player that I had and helping the team.
Well, there's a processional effect in everything we do, I think. And mm-hmm. when we drop the stone in the water, the ripple effect continues, and it obviously has throughout this man's life and all he's had the privilege to touch. Coach Wooden, how do you want to be remembered?
I'd just like to be remembered as a teacher who was considerate of those with whom he came in contact, both under whose supervision he was and those who were under his supervision, and was really, really concerned about others.
Well, you were obviously a teacher of love, as this man said in the words he said to you personally, and mm-hmm. maybe that's the greatest teaching of all. And I thank you for the privilege to be able to spend this time with you. Your commitment and your dedication and your love and your dignity and humility are incredible models for anyone. Thanks for being such a wonderful example.
You're very kind.
God bless you.
Thank you.